It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferrat.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up on Central Time, an elected official from a northern Wisconsin tribe tells us why the Chippewa Tribal Council voted to remove an oil pipeline from tribal land.
First, the federal government recently advised state officials to hold off on any new major road projects in Wisconsin and aim to complete projects currently underway.
The advisory comes at a time when federal funding for state projects could change with a new presidential administration and when state lawmakers haven't reached a consensus for the best way to fund and complete road projects throughout Wisconsin.
Patrick Marley is with us. He's the state capitol reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He's been covering this news. Patrick, welcome back.
Thanks for having me on, Rob.
What did the Federal Highway Administration specifically tell us here in Wisconsin in its letter?
So it wrote to the Department of Transportation last month. We just found out about it, saying that the state's plans for its roads and the amount of money that it has do not line up, and that it wants a more realistic set of plans from the department, and that it wants it to not begin new major projects until it can wrap up projects that are already underway in a timely fashion.
What stake do the feds have in how we lay out our highway plans here in Wisconsin?
Well, they spend about 25% of the money Wisconsin spends comes from the federal government. So on any project where they are helping fund it, they have a say in what's done, and they ultimately could withhold money for a project if the state doesn't come to an agreement with them on what it's going to do.
As you understand from the letter, I gather they didn't respond to your calls, but from the letter, why were they saying this needed to happen? What were their concerns if the state proceeded as planned?
Well, the state for years has been on a course that many folks watching our budget have known is not very sustainable, and I think that they're concerned about that. As sort of we're getting to a point where it's getting harder and harder to paper over the challenges in the road fund. And so, you know, we're now, for instance, I-94 north-south in Racine County was supposed to be completed last year. It is now now on track to be completed in 2028. So projects like that start to alarm the feds a great deal, particularly because when you extend the life of a project that long, then you're doing things like having to put a layer of asphalt over the top of a project that is just going to be torn up as you do the actual work of rebuilding it.
And road construction projects, I understand from reading your piece, it's we as drivers see when they start putting up cones, a lot goes into it before the project, environmental statements, a lot of planning, things like that. Is that part of the problem, that we might have a lot of different balls in the air when it comes to these projects and we need to settle in on which ones we're going to actually juggle?
Yes, that's exactly right, especially for these very big projects like, you know, the Marquette Interchange or the Zoo Interchange. There's years of planning that goes into that. Another major project in the Madison area would be the rebuilding of the Beltline south of the city. And so that's a project that the feds say we should put off because with things like the project in Racine County not being able to be completed, why on earth would we do additional planning for the Beltline knowing that it's going to be so far down the pipeline that the plans might not even be relevant by the time we could put shovels in the ground?
Patrick Marley is with us from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Looking at a letter from the Federal Highway Administration suggesting Wisconsin hold off on new major road projects until we get some of the ones in the works actually done. Patrick, what kind of responses have we heard from state lawmakers on this?
Well, I talked to Robin Voss, the Speaker of the Assembly. He's been pushing for more money for roads and some kind of revenue increase. He says this is exactly it's only going to get worse from the perspective of the feds, and that this is a sign that we have to address this problem right away. There is, of course, a big split among Republicans who control state government, with Voss on the one hand looking for more money, Governor Walker on the other hand saying that he's not going to have a gas tax increase unless we make cuts in other taxes elsewhere.
And there's been some response saying, well, this is from a federal government run by Barack Obama. Pretty soon we're going to have a federal government run by Donald Trump. Maybe the story will change there a little bit, especially with this idea of a lot of infrastructure spending coming down the way.
That's the state. statement from the spokesman for Governor Walker. In the short term, it's hard to see what significantly could change. Trump has talked about a $1 trillion investment in infrastructure, but the details have been very sketchy on that. It's unclear how he could get that through Congress. You know, there's not a will to increase the federal gas tax, which hasn't been increased in decades. So if you don't increase the federal gas tax, you'd have a significant deficit spending, which is something Republicans who control Congress don't want to see. So hard to see how that money could come forward. If it doesn't, I don't see how the Trump administration can say much different to Wisconsin. If it doesn't have the money, how can it build its roads?
Looking at the big picture of transportation funding in Wisconsin, I mean, there's the two categories we've talked about, new road projects and then currently planned road projects that have been postponed, aren't underway. On top of that, there's road maintenance, local roads. We've been talking about mostly highways so far. There are a lot of different pieces of this puzzle. And what do you see giving, given that there's not enough money to do all of that?
Well, what the Walker plan that we've seen so far would actually increase the amount of money that goes to local roads. There'd be more of a focus on maintaining what we've got, and then these delays on the bigger projects. That has a cascading effect. You know, every time you delay one large project, you're delaying everything that's scheduled to happen behind it.
Governor Walker, in his State of the State address, suggested there would be more funding for transportation Wisconsin for these roads and highways we're talking about. Has there been any indication of how he's going to pull that off, what he'll reach into to make that happen?
Yeah, what he's really talking about is finding a way. It is repurposing the existing money to give big increases to the local government so that they have more money to take care of their roads. But overall, if you look at the entire plan, they still have about $1 billion shortfall between what the state's plans on the books are for highway projects and the actual money that will be coming in.
This, in our last budget, transportation was the biggest item, I think, ended up being taken out of the budget itself as a separate item at one point. Is this going to be the big debate within the Republican Party this year, do you think?
Yeah, actually, they didn't take it out of the budget last year. What they did is they approved a certain level of bonding and then had this additional bonding that they would have to have a second vote on by their budget committee. So that's what they did. I think that it is going to be even more of a contentious issue this time. You really have this resistance from Assembly Republicans to keeping up with the status quo. Republicans in both houses say they don't want to rely on too much borrowing. Our borrowing is quite high. So that really gives you few options. It's cut projects or raise the gas tax or find some other revenue source, unless there's some third way that they can find to cut income taxes or some other tax and then get an agreement on raising the gas tax. I expect months of fighting over this issue.
You know, this time of year, road maintenance is dropping cold packs into potholes until we can get a warmer weather to do things. But are we at a point where we're not sure what's happening this summer or next summer when it comes to, shovels hitting the road?
I mean, it's not like construction will stop, right? There's going to be you're going to continue to see orange barrels no matter what. What you may see is just a road goes a little longer before the orange barrels go up, or that once the orange barrels go up, they stay up for a longer period of time. Under the plan that's currently being advanced by the Walker administration, you would see the number of roads in poor condition in the state, the number of highways double in about 10 years. So it just means more protracted construction and maybe longer. I would say it would just mean more construction in general, because if you try to extend the life of some of these roads, you have to do sort of short-term maintenance, cold patching them or paving them as you wait to do the total resurfacing or reconstruction of a road.
And inside Governor Walker's cabinet, we saw the former transportation secretary announce his resignation. He's out. There's a new one in place. Have we heard the new state transportation secretary speak up on priorities for the governor and for his department?
We have not heard what he's had to say. That's David Ross replacing Mark Gottlieb. I think that one thing that the federal government asked in writing this letter was that the department's top officials meet with them to explain what their plans are and spell this all out. That letter was sent on December 7th, and the federal government said they wanted to meet by the end of January. They had not met as of Friday. I believe that part of the desire there was to get the new team in place and probably up to speed at the top of the State Department of Transportation before they held that meeting.
Patrick, thanks a lot for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
That's Patrick Marley, State Capitol reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He joined us for a look at a warning from the federal government to Wisconsin lawmakers to hold off on plans for new road projects in the state pending a solution to the state's transportation funding problems.